Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Cannabis Insider, the ultimate spot for all things cannabis. I'm Abby Higginbotham, and with me, as always, is the amazing Pato Little. Pato, how are you feeling today?
Hey, Abby, I'm feeling fantastic, actually. Really excited for today's conversation because we're getting into the healthier and more enjoyable sides of cannabis use. We have a very special guest. We'll be chatting with Michael Barenboim from Widgets. Michael's joining us to discuss their groundbreaking waterless smoke filtering and cooling technology. And I believe our audience will find this absolutely fascinating.
I know that sounds very sciencey, but when we get into it, it's very exciting. It's a healthy alternative, and Michael goes into a lot of depth about it. But with so much evolution happening in the cannabis space, it's exciting to learn about these enhancements, making consumption safer. So, Pato, you ready to jump in?
I was born ready. Let's go. Hello, Michael. It's an honor to have you here. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, Pato, Abby. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. And well, let's kick off this conversation with my first question. Your transition from medical devices to cannabis is fascinating. Can you share what inspired Widgets and its mission to make cannabis consumption safer and more enjoyable?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm still in a medical device field, actively working in this area. I run a few companies. My primary company is a medical device. We do a lot of engineering work and development for big Fortune 100 companies. I have over 100 patents in a medical device saving, life-saving technologies in the medical field itself. Throughout my 30 plus year career, I've been developing very complicated medical devices like artificial heart systems, spine reconstructive surgical equipment. I've done a lot of work in cardiovascular and pulmonary devices, cancer ablation system, obstetrics, gynecology, urology, microvasive surgery. Wow. The list goes on. So I've done a lot of devices, and I've seen a lot of faces being happy because of things that me and myself and my group has done in the medical, biomedical mechanical engineering. everything that I do relates to mechanical engineering. And in this particular case, a few years back, I started Widgets with one particular goal in mind. I saw an opportunity to make cannabis inhalation a lot safer and a lot smoother. Thus a lot more pleasant because a lot of people nowadays trying to smoke cannabis and everybody's complaining how harsh the smoke is. And that's one of the main reasons why people try to avoid smoking cannabis and they go with edibles. But from a medical perspective, the fastest onset for a medical inhalation of cannabis is through inhaling directly into your lungs, the smoke directly into your lungs. And that's the reason why a lot of medical patients still prefer a method of inhalation by inhaling a smoke rather than edibles. And the reason why I started it is because, first of all, I smoke myself. So here is the news. Medical device executive smokes every day. Doesn't help me, it actually helps me a lot in developing of very innovative devices because, you know, we all know that, you know, we open up our mind when we are subjected to cannabis effects. And another reason, main reason actually, was that my kids started smoking early in high school, like a lot of kids do. And instead of prohibiting them from smoke, because we all know that prohibition doesn't work, I did the next best thing is I started developing safer devices by integrating and filtration and cooling, because we all know the cooler the smoke is, the more pleasant and less dangerous it is for our trachea and lungs to inhale. And as a matter of fact, that's the reason why people cough is because of the temperature of the smoke. So what we were able to achieve is amazing. We were able to get the smoke from about 250 degrees Fahrenheit when people smoke regular pipes to about 100, 120 degrees Fahrenheit temperature. So that's the reason why a lot of people who smoke our devices, our pipes and pre-rolls and our filter tips used for joints as well, They don't cough as much. We call it coughing is optional because the temperature of the smoke becomes extremely low, allowing you to inhale smoke. And we not only we design devices, but we also teach people how to do it better. That's the background of the Wejis. That's how Wejis came to be about.
All right. You answered all our questions. Thank you so much, Michael. No, I'm kidding. But I did want to talk about safety, like as you were kind of going into detail. And you're very accomplished. You have a background in this. Your waterless smoke filtering cooling technology. Obviously, with smoking really having a bad rap, you kind of went into it. I want to dive into it a little bit more for our viewers who don't who are getting into it, who are a little nervous about it, want to know about it. How does this work? And what are the benefits it offers recreational users, long-term users, and medical patients?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that one of the greatest benefits of a legalization of cannabis, not only because everybody can smoke freely and not being afraid to be in jail, but because other companies, better and bigger companies, will come into developing and better devices for the end user. And in this particular case, it's all about physics. We developed our first devices just using physics rather than actual filtration. And what it means is that the longer the path of the smoke is, if you take a very short pipe or a very long pipe, so I'll try to compare it and explain it in very easy terms. If you take a much longer pipe, let's say if it's a 10-foot pipe and a short few inches pipe, it's going to be a lot harder for the short pipe because the path of the smoke is extremely short from the burning to your lungs. It's a very short path. When we have a long path, the smoke has an opportunity to cool down a lot faster going through that long distance. And that's exactly what our technology is. Our very famous Maze X pipe uses exactly this technology. What's inside, it's a very small pipe. It's about 5 inches long, but inside on an inch and a quarter length of the maze, that's why we call it maze pipe, we have a path that's turning it into about 14 inches of length. So basically the smoke travels back and forth through the maze. And while it's traveling through the maze, it does two things. It cools down to acceptable temperature. And it also, heavy particles like resin and tar subside because they lose the velocity when they change the direction of the smoke. It loses the velocity and heavy particles just don't have any more velocity to float through the maze. And so they subside. So when people use the pipe for about a week or 2 weeks, and when they open it up, they will see a lot of gunk that's otherwise would have been in their lungs and will go in their mouth. We're all familiar with terms Scooby snacks, when hot resin gets on your tongue or on the back of your throat and we feel like we need to cough and we need to get rid of that irritation in our throat. And that's the reason why it happens, because of the hot smoke and dirty smoke. So basically, if you compare it to water, I can give you two glasses of water. One is clean, one is dirty. Both are gonna satisfy your thirst, but I bet you would choose the clean glass of water because it's a lot more pleasant and it's a lot more safer. Technology.
Thank you for going into it. I mean, obviously you guys kind of have been popular with this. I wanted to go back on a point that you made, just a quick follow-up, in that you smoke yourself. And so with this, the person who is, helping create the product understands it. How much has that helped you really kind of specify what you want in this product?
Yeah, I'm actually very critical about what I do and how I design things. I'm a perfectionist. So what happens is when you design for yourself, you try to come up with all the features, and that's how we do in a medical device field. We don't just design for beauty. We design for functionality. We design for cleanability. In this particular case, this pipe is the easiest pipe to clean according to our customers because everything is disassembled very easily, so you don't have internal surfaces. When you have a glass, a bowl, you have to shake it because all the surfaces that are dirty inside. In our particular case, the pipe comes apart extremely easy. And all the surfaces are exposed. So when I design for myself, I go from the top level where I solve one problem and then I continue developing products, making it better and better and better. And I pay attention, especially when we released the first product and people started telling us that would have been nice to have this and that. We address all those issues because there is nothing better for quality control than complaints from people. And we take those complaints and we don't fight them, but we actually use them. And we thank people for telling us those things, because the next generation that we release is always better than the previous one. And that's how we do it. That's how we do it in a high quality. That's why people who leave reviews all over the internet, you can read a lot of reviews on our website, and people say, where have you been all my life? I'm a 75-year-old person. I've never smoked a pipe like that because it feels so smooth. So it's all about being smooth. It's all about being safer. So we attack actually three problems: cleanability, safety, and pleasure, because this is such an enhanced, if you smoked with filters, if you smoke with our system, you would not believe it's like inhaling air if you smoke it correctly. So that's, you know, that's the technology, extremely simple technology for our pipes and other devices, but they allow you to really enjoy the cannabis on a completely different level.
Thank you for that insightful answer, Michael. Actually, this is a very exciting topic for me. As outside work, I'm deeply invested in harm reduction. And every time we talk about harm reduction in cannabis, actually, the main thing that comes up is combustion and the harm that it produces. So it's really fascinating to hear that you almost get the same temperature as vaping products, for example. So for all people that still want to keep on smoking, that do not like vape products, this is really, it sounds like a solution. And diving deeper into the technology, Michael, the concept of entourage effect is crucial to understanding the full potential of cannabis. And your products focus on preserving terpenes and cannabinoids. So could you explain how widgets enhances this effect and why it's important for users?
Yeah, this is actually a great question, because we have a lot of reports from the end users that they can now feel terpenes a lot better. They can feel the taste. And I was puzzled, because I would think that, you know, the taste should not change. But actually, when we started investigating what happened, and the best comparison I can give you, if you're eating a very delicious but extremely hot food, you're burning your, tongue, so you cannot feel the taste because you're trying to eat it very fast. It's very hot. It's burning your throat, burning your tongue. You can't feel the taste. But when you lower the temperature, even just a few degrees, all of a sudden, all those terpenes open up, because every terpene has its own optimal temperature. And the lower this temperature, the better you're going to start tasting the flower itself. So we have a lot of reports, people saying, oh my God, it tastes different. At one point, we actually had a slogan where taste the difference, because it is really different. You start tasting the actual flower. You can differentiate between different strains better because your temperature of sun is lower. And we have a lot of reviews where people say this is better than vape, because vape is also still has that temperature that at the burning point, it's still hotter than that. And it's a very short distance. Remember that all the vapes have maybe quarter of an inch before it hits from the chamber where the flower is right into your mouth. So a lot of people who smoke vapes, especially oil vapes, they still cough like crazy. And that's the reason when people smoke our pipe, they don't feel the harshness of the smoke. Sometimes they try to inhale. We actually had a funny review when the person said, jokingly, that this is the worst pipe ever because you can't feel how harsh the smoke is. So you try to get more and more inside your lungs and then you start coughing. So it takes you maybe 5 minutes to understand that you don't need to inhale and do the big rips, because people think that the more they take inside their lungs, it's better. It's actually a lot worse. You can take few extra puffs, like smoking like a Sherlock pipe, and actually enjoy it, and you will not feel anything. It's like you feel like you're inhaling hot air during the summertime. And that's why this product is very popular. Although it's not inexpensive product, our pipes range from $60 to $100, although we do constantly have sales. And at the end of the show, we generated a special discount, 20% discount code for you guys and for your listeners. They can go on our show up, and when they check out, they can enter the gift code Benzinga to get 20% off at our website. And people are extremely happy because all of a sudden it opens up a completely different experience. It's all about the experience. It's obviously people are worried about safety, because this is the first thing that people should be worried about. That's the only thing that I'm concerned about, is my own health. So I would do anything to make simple steps to make it safer for you and for me, for myself as well. So it's important. But what's really amazing is that it really enhances the experience. You are really enjoying cannabis. you're really now starting to feel terpenes. It's like you're smoking a cigar and you're feeling the taste of the tobacco leaf itself. The same here. You all of a sudden, if you smoke it correctly, if you don't rip it, all of a sudden you're going to start feeling the taste of different strains completely on a different level.
Super clear. Thank you.
Yeah. And so I'll for context on this, I used to be in marketing. And so you're aware of just kind of the press around smoking in general, like just point blank inhaling. And I want to talk about the marketing sides of things of like, how much have you had to kind of like amplify that your product is different with constant studies coming out that smoking is not necessarily the healthiest. Obviously, from this conversation we're having, you're saying we have a solution to that. I guess I'm just interested in like how hard you guys have had to go for marketing just to go, we are not that. Here's the solution.
Well, here's a very interesting thing. We spend very little time and money on marketing. The product sells itself. And the reason is when people try it, and we actually on our website, we have our filter tips. You can just go register and maybe pay for shipping, a regular post service, and you can get a free filter tip. We are so open to letting people try before they buy. We don't do it with our expensive pipes, but even with a filter tip that goes on this pipe, because our pipe actually creates three levels of filtration. It doesn't filter THC because you need a chemical filtration for that, but it does filter resin, it filters tar. So imagine you getting more purified smoke. And as a matter of fact, we probably going to be the first cannabis device company endorsed by a medical society. We're about to close a deal. American Cannabis Nurse Association try our pipes, and they were amazed. They said they could never imagine that the smoke can feel this way. And they are ready to endorse us, ready to approve us for official endorsement from a Cannabis Nurse Association of America. So we're going to be the first company to be endorsed and approved by a medical society in the United States. So this is going to be a big deal for marketing for us as well. But I'm extremely happy because nurses are very difficult to convince that inhalation of combustionable device is better than vapes. And that's exactly what they said. They feel that this is better than vapes because the effect of onset effect, because it works a lot faster than, vapes. But at the same time, it feels better than vapes because the smoke is extremely, extremely clean and cool. So we filter. Besides cooling the smoke, we actually filter it in three different places as well. So that's why, you know, when we talk the combustion, I can... I don't have specific data to compare it to, but I can tell you based on the reports and based on my experience and based on the experience of thousands of users. There are only several people in the company, but we are growing at exponential rate because when people buy one pipe, they start buying it for the whole family because they realize that this is a lot safer and a lot better for the loved ones, for the friends, and they share. And that's exactly how we grow, through the sharing, through experience. And I think this is the best way of marketing when people bring other people to the table because they really love our products.
Absolutely. And also, yeah, another very good marketing point is hearing the person in charge of the company being so passionate about the product and so knowledgeable. So thank you again for all these insights. And could you please tell us a little bit more about that 20% discount you mentioned, and also how can listeners find your products in the internet or any other media?
Yeah, it's actually very easy. You can just Google Mazex Pipe. We are sold through all the major retailers like Smoke Cartel, Dankstop, but we prefer to sell directly online because we have more opportunity to give people discounts. And so what we do is we have a couple of options on our website, which is www.weegets.com, weegets.com. And you can play a spin wheel and get a percent discount, or you can simply request certain discount. But for your listeners, We created a special discount, 20% off discount for the entire order called Benzinga. All you have to do is during the checkout, you enter in a gift box this word, Benzinga. I love this word, Benzinga. It's excellent. So, they get 20% discount. And if something doesn't work, people usually ask us what's wrong. And, for the most time, everything, works well. And because we have a very large demographics of people over 50 and 60 and 70 year olds people, they have a hard time sometimes understanding how to process the order, but we're always here to help. We have online chat, but if you go to our website or simply Google widgets, it's going to take you right there. Or as a matter of fact, if you want to Google safer or smoother weed pipe, it'll get you right directly to our website right on the first page. We have an amazing SEO team that does extremely well. We try to help people. So although the prices are always, seem high on our website, we always have discounts. And that's how we operate, and especially during holidays. But we always have 20% discount, 15% discount, sometimes 25% discount during holidays. So I welcome everybody to stop by and learn, because not only we have pipes, but we also introduced our own charcoal filters as well that you can use rolling the joints and other blunts. You can use them even with your vapes, because I know a lot of people who use vapes, they can put our filter tip on top of their vape pen and put another charcoal filter on top. So it's like doubling the filtration. And the smoke becomes extremely smooth. So that's exactly what we do. I think we are the only company in the world with a primary focus on making smoking safer and smoother. So that's how we design our products. Our primary goal is to make it safer and smoother for people. And then we address other issues as well. Cleanability, usability, it's got to be simple to use. And that's the reason why people love our products. And our technical support is, we don't have computers. We don't have any robotic answers. It's always people. We even answer people during the holidays or during the weekends. And people send us emails. You are the best company to deal with. Because even sometimes when people make mistakes, we send them replacements. We care about our customer base. And we're growing extremely, extremely fast.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. That discount for our listeners and our viewers, incredibly kind. So thank you, Michael. And I just wanted to say, hearing about the science and the thought that went behind widgets is incredible. Your commitment to improving like the cannabis experience while keeping health and sustainability it's inspiring to have a group of people be so passionate about it and giving an alternative. So, and switching off though, yes, for those listening, if you're looking for a way to enjoy cannabis without a harsh side effect, check out widgets. Michael, thank you so much for coming on today. We have really enjoyed having you and diving into kind of the ever evolving world of cannabis.
Thank you guys. I'm very pleased to be here. I'm pleased to be of a service to your customers and all end users to improve their smoking experience and to finally start enjoying it as it should be with cannabis.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Michael. Have a great day.
Take care.
And there you have it. Another insightful conversation on Cannabis Insider. That was really fascinating. So a big thank you to Michael for sharing his thoughts with us today. And of course, to all our listeners out there for your support.
Absolutely. We could not do it without the watchers and listeners of Cannabis Insider. And remember, though, to stay connected. Follow us on all of our social platforms for the latest in the cannabis universe. And dive into Benzinga.com for more analysis, news, and details on not-to-miss industry events. Something I'm very passionate about, something that we also have coming up in April 16th to the 17th, Benzinga's Cannabis Capital Conference. Be there or you're lame, I think. So definitely check out Benzinga.com for more information on that. We are still selling tickets, but they are going fast.
Yeah, get your tickets soon before they rise their price. And we'll see you on the next episode to continue unraveling more stories shaping the cannabis industry. Until then, stay knowledgeable, stay green. Peace. Catch you next time.